This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's Nari Shakti has reached new heights through their hard work, courage and confidence. He urged everyone to come together to empower women by expanding opportunities. Addressing the Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said India is going to take one of the biggest decisions of the 21st century, and this decision is dedicated to women's empowerment.
नारी शक्ति बंधन अधिनियम को लागू करना ऐसी सभी महिलाओं के जीवन का बहुत बड़ा अवसर बनने जा रहा है। अब पंचायत से आगे बढ़कर पार्लियामेंट पहुंचने का उनका सफर और आसान होने जा रहा है। आज विकसित भारत की हमारी यात्रा में महिलाओं की भूमिका और भी अहम हो गई है। मुझे संतोष है कि 2014 में आप सब देशवासियों ने हमें यहाँ सेवा करने का अवसर दिया है और तब से लेकर अब तक हमारी सरकार ने महिलाओं के जीवन चक्र के हर पड़ाव के लिए योजनाएं बनाई।
The Prime Minister stressed on the need to provide reservation for women in the democratic structure as women's participation strengthens the country's democracy. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said India has left its mark in the sports arena in the last few years and a new era in the sports field has started in the last 11 years. He was speaking at the inaugural ceremony of the Sansad Khel Mahakumbh event in his parliamentary constituency, Lucknow, this morning. Mentioning the contribution of the central government in the changing sports scenario, the defence minister said the government has spent around 5,000 crore rupees for sports infrastructure and now people in large numbers are attracted towards making their career in the field of sports. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and other leaders today paid tributes to the brave martyrs of Jallianwala Bagh. In a social media post, President Murmu said this incident instilled a new consciousness and firm resolve for freedom among countrymen. Ahead of the upcoming State Assembly elections, the Supreme Court is set to hear arguments today on the SIR process. The case will be taken up by a bench led by Chief Justice Suryakant, along with Justices Joymalia Bagchi and Vipul M. Pancholi. The voter list has already been frozen for two phases of polling. Under the Apex Court's supervision, more than 27 lakh names were removed after adjudication. The Supreme Court is likely to decide about the fate of the valid voters cleared by the tribunal. If the tribunal recognizes them again as valid voters, the Supreme Court may decide today whether they can cast their ballots in this election or not. Tribunal proceedings are also beginning from today. In Gujarat, the tragic road accident on the Lakhdar Viramgam highway near Charad village in Surendranagar district this morning has claimed the lives of seven pilgrims and left several others injured. The incident occurred when a truck ran over a group of devotees who were travelling on foot from Rajkot to Bahucharaji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condoled the loss of lives in the accident in a social media post. Mr. Modi called the accident extremely tragic and prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. Veteran actor Asha Parekh, composer A.R. Rahman and cricket icon Sachin Tendulkar are among friends and colleagues who paid their last respects to legendary singer Asha Bhosle at her residence, Casa Grande, in Lower Parel, Mumbai today. Other notable personalities, including Mumbai Mayor Ritu Tavade, Sudesh Bhosle, Tapu and NCP leader Supriya Sule, were also seen offering their condolences to the bereaved family. Asha Bhosle passed away yesterday due to multi-organ failure at the age of 92 at a private hospital. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has appointed his military secretary, Major General Roman Goffman, as the next director of the Israeli Institute for Intelligence and Special Operations, Mossad, following approval from the Advisory Committee on Senior Appointments. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading nearly 1% down in the afternoon session. The Sensex fell 743 points to 76,807, while the Nifty dropped 210 points to 23,841 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.